Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third Podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew side.
Yo, son, how many times?
Twice removed.
It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. that Black Star Kid, a.k.a. that Ghanaian gangster. No a.k.a., but happy belated, unhappy, heavenly birthday to my pops.
No doubt. Yo, what up? It's TJ. I just feel like it's been a while since I've done this.
I wonder how many people fast forward past y'all long ass intro.
I just love how Drew does literally a half dozen AKAs and then says no AKA. So Drew, that would mean your name is literally like that one thing. It's like a pimp name slip back or a Tribe Called Quest. You got to say the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to know why I'm still having technical difficulties with the whole sound effects, man. Like,
God did.
like a segue.
Now they're working, but I can't get them to come through.
Wait a minute.
You're not getting off that easy. I see what the problem is now. Continue.
Made a side deal. You sold your soul just so you can have sound effects, didn't you, Dave? Sold your soul to the other side. God said no. Not... You sold your soul just so you can get them, and now we got to suffer because it's some more.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. We back in business.
Oh boy.
Yeah. It's official now.
Oh boy.
You know, it's a new episode, so you know what that means. That means Nick Cannon had another baby.
Yo.
Wow. Just that quickly, we know baby. That. He does have new sound effects.
Baby number 10 for Nicholas Cannon, man.
Yo. listen, I don't know what to make of that. I can't fathom, but it's like, you know, he could, you know, obviously he can support them financially. Yeah. He ain't going to be, you know, he going to spread himself thin trying to, unless they all live together, trying to, you know, be in their lives and all that good shit or whatever. But like, Nick Cannon is not in danger of the world record for siring children. So, you know, I mean, we see it played out in real time, kind of. He got 10 now, but it ain't that damn big of a deal. We've even seen a lot worse. Yeah.
I saw a meme where somebody said, I'm going to tell my kids, him and Kiki Palmer is Adam and Eve. I mean, Kiki Wyatt.
Kiki and Wyatt. I mean, you know, everybody, yeah. You know, it's always like, you know, unusual because it's not common for someone to be that fruitful and have that many kids, but shit, somebody got to do it in the scheme of life, so... And again, they're not going to break the goddamn world record, so I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Man, can you imagine when that basketball game happened?
That can definitely be a charity event in 18 years, the Wyatts versus the Cannon kids.
Hey, my man Tom Jones said it's not unusual to be loved by anyone, man. So obviously, ain't no stopping you now. So
All right.
We need more humans in this world, especially black.
Yeah, because I'm not having kids. So he just kind of balancing out the, you know, he's just kind of balancing it out in the universe.
Absolutely. And speaking of balances, shout out to my man Joe for coming through with that young student loan forgiveness.
Man, I thought you got to specify. You got to say Joe Biden. I didn't know what Joe you was talking about at first.
Joe Byron.
Man, yeah, he came on through. Man, it was get down to the wire, and my man dropped a young, you know, 10 to 20 grand, you know, forgiveness on them young loans.
because it was about, do once again.
You know, who opening a snicker right now? Y'all don't hear that? I felt like somebody, it sounded like somebody was
opening. What is going on? What is going on right now?
Yo, it sounded like somebody was opening a candy bar and they couldn't get it open. All right, so yo, here's the thing.
What's that?
About, yo, my thing with the with student loans is like I literally just thought like the records would just like delete themselves or something, but now I gotta go fill out an application to be a part of the forgiveness. Is that what I'm understanding?
Wait, what do you mean? You
like when they said and I was just gonna say when they announced that, you know, the student loan forgiveness, etc., like I just assumed that my shit is going to automatically, you know, fall off or whatever. But I guess I got to go apply for it as opposed to it like being a automatic, you know, like we automatically got the checks during COVID. We didn't have to do nothing. But I thought it was going to be like that, where we're going to just automatically, you know, have our shit deleted. But we have to go to a website and apply for the forgiveness is what I'm understanding now, I believe.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know
it's just Pell Grants, right?
I know Pell Grants is a part of it, but I don't know if it's
20,000 in Pell Grants.
Yeah, I think it's 20,000 in Pell Grants, and then 10,000 in all of the other joints.
Right.
But
that's not right.
I know when they were originally delaying, when they kept delaying the payments that you had to do, I would get notifications from, the company that was, that I had to, pay my bill to. So they would always update us whenever, something, new that the government did as far as like delaying it and deferments came up. I would always get like a email or a letter in the mail. So I'm assuming it would be the same situation with this, because again, payments were supposed to restart August 31st.
Yeah, but he had extended it to the end of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm assuming something will go out again very soon now that it is the end of the month. But I know all of these, collection companies and, repayment companies are scrambling because they waited till the very last minute to make this announcement. So now everybody's trying to.
Yo, don't pay them loans. If they finna make a mad dash and try to get you again before it take full effect, so don't pay them. Oh, yeah. Just hold out.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're gonna try to get you one way or another.
Right. You do what's best for you.
What is that?
What did Martin say? What did Martin say? I ain't paying the five.
It means you do what's best for you. That's what it means, TJ.
Okay, but can you expound?
Yeah, blanket advice of don't pay them loans. That doesn't necessarily benefit everybody. For example, I personally may have to, based on what I'm trying to do. You understand?
You're one of those people that's mad at everybody because we finna get some of this debt forgiven.
No. You missed my point. I might have to make payments. You said don't pay them loans. They might try to get you before all this goes into effect, right?
Right.
What I'm saying is that I might have to. It's not a don't pay them loans for everybody thing. You do what's best for you.
Yeah.
Because my situation may be different than yours. I may need to based on some other things that I'm doing.
All right. Do what's best for you.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
I know.
And you made me explain it.
Well, I wanted to know what you I wanted to hear what you had to say on it, but that was me agreeing. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Do what's best for you. But if you cannot pay them loans, hold out a little longer because they're gonna go away.
Shout out to to the White House too for being petty white and putting all the Republicans on blast too.
That was hilarious.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Man, that was crazy. Like, oh, how soon we forget? You know what I mean? It's like Marjorie Greene, old punk ass, and Matt. Rapist Gates or whatever his name is.
Gates.
All of them was talking shit, and they pulled the PPP receipts on their ass,
and they deserved every part of it.
Oops, sorry.
Wait, for people who literally, some people might have missed it, but yes, the White House Twitter account, all those MAGA and conservatives were speaking out about the PPP, I mean, the loan forgiveness. Yeah. And the Republican, the White House Twitter account, the official Twitter account of the White House, retweeted and specified Marjorie Taylor Greene received $183,000, et cetera, in PPP loan forgiveness. Vern, somebody, another congressman, he got over $2 million relieved in PPP. So it was just very unusual for the White House official Twitter to put these people on blast like this. But it was beautiful.
Yeah. In other news, Jesse Dennis Rodman was supposed to be going to Russia.
I hope he doesn't go.
He came back and said he's not doing it, but
because he was finna get his ass probably fucking put in and held in captive too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you gotta, you know, just because you're cool with Kim Jong Un, you know.
Yeah, don't mean you can buddy up with our dictators, because Putin is a whole different crazy, like, and petty and vengeful.
And no friends in the industry with Putin, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Right.
That is.
Anybody that agree with Putin?
Yeah, he definitely has a colleague.
But he would poison his own mama, I think. So.
Yeah, and this dude BA talking about would too if it would benefit him.
He has colleagues. I'm just saying.
Yo,
you talking about his right hand man.
I'm talking about his right hand man. Yep, his ace boom.
Sergey Boris Karloff Baryshnikov.
No,
whatever his name is.
No. I'm talking about. I got documents in Mar-a-Lago.
Yo.
Oh, thank you.
Classified documents at Mar-a-Lago is what I'm talking about. That's your man's.
Yo, I just saw an article that said that they might have been grooming him as an asset for like 30 years. Of course, they didn't know he would be president, but they've been having this nigga in their pocket for like 30 years, and then he fucked up and became president.
I saw the article literally right after he got elected. Right after he got elected, I saw that same article.
Wow.
He's been on their radar for years. I think I want to say even before Putin got in there, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. But. Listen, I'm just going to say, I haven't said it out loud, but I absolutely think this motherfucker sold top secret information to the highest bidder, or maybe even gave that shit away, because he's that off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, you know, they said he apparently had the boxes in fucking closets and storage rooms that said mine on them. Like
mine. Wow. Okay.
They're mine. They're mine.
There's no one else's. No one touched them. They're mine. They're mine. They belong to me. No one touched them.
They're the most beautiful boxes in the world.
Yo, okay?
boxes are more beautiful than these.
Yo, I really don't think people understand we're gonna be dealing with his ass somehow becoming president. For easily the next 50 years. Like the aftershocks and reverberations.
Yeah.
With this, becoming president?
Yes, him. He was a turning point, B. I mean, like, this shit was already fucked up.
People who are descendants of him, you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying people in the next...
Because he ain't got 50 years left, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm saying we're going to have to deal with the ramifications of with all the after shit. Effects. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
maybe longer than that.
Your boy Ron DeSantis is trying to groom himself to be the next, you know, Trump. And then Trump Jr.'s cokehead ass. I think he would be crazy enough to try to run. You know what I mean?
I mean, here's the thing. Anybody can run.
Yeah, we know, because this nigga did.
It ain't about you running. It's about I'm not going to – look, any idiot can run. Now, it's the idiots who vote for them. That we need to kind of, that's the issue. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, that's what the times we are in right now. If you watching all these motherfuckers that are filming themselves just doing the most dumb, ridiculous shit in the world, that's who we're contending with, you know, either going to the polls or not going to the polls.
Yeah.
Yo, he was just the amazingly perfect combination of racist, stupid, mentally ill, and the celebrity that appealed to all these different people and got their vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like everybody else, like DeSantis and even Don Jr. or whatever, nobody has that combination. So I don't think they're going to be as effective, even though they're trying to, you know what I mean, like follow in his footsteps or go take advantage of the pathway he has blazed. But
fact.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to quite be able to like this fucking guy.
Yeah, they would have to become a TikTok star in order to do that. And again, that's where we're at with this. But do y'all think he's going to do? Is he going to finally get some type of upcoming with this?
I think so, because this one is crazy. Like, did y'all see the article about he? Like, I think the article was like 10 months after he got hold of, like, he left the White House.
Yeah.
That the CIA had sent a unusual wire to all of his sources saying that CIA's resources and informants and all that stuff have been unusually compromised and captured and killed. So it was in January, he takes all these fucking secret documents too, and it has the names of, you know, CIA informants across the world.
Are you serious?
People that are mad under the radar. And that was January. He took all that shit. And in October, they sent this notice like, yo, what the fuck? We have an unusually high number of informants being captured, killed, and compromised. And I feel like the correlation, because this nigga probably definitely sold our shit to whoever for however much he could get.
So that's definitely under the Espionage Act, which he could be criminally charged for.
Yeah, I think this one literally might be the one that will get some shit that that might stick on him if one of his many tax fraud cases doesn't beat him to it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was looking at the list of cases that he currently has against him, you know, some of them being the tax cases and, of course, the overturning the election cases. And it's just mind-boggling. Like, the amount of stuff this man has gotten away with, which, you know, I get why he gained the name Teflon Don, because it pretty much looks like he's untouchable. But at some point, God damn, at some point, something's got to stick.
Yeah. I think this might be the thing, though. Because even, you know, when this shit first happened, all the Republicans were crying like, oh, my God, I can't believe. And now as more stuff comes to light, that the shit that they found there, the motherfuckers are not so vocal now. They're backing away from decrying the raid on Mar-a-Lago. So I think if anything, this might be to something that at least gets his ass indicted now. If he skates, I probably couldn't be amazingly surprised, but I feel like an indictment at least is coming.
And I feel like Mark Meadows is very close to this too.
Nigga, they all were. Once this motherfucker realized that he was not going to be able to, you know, the fraudulent election bill was not going to work and Pence wasn't going to certify. Once then, like those last 15 days in the White House before he had to leave, the motherfuckers went on a rampage, G. Taking all that shit.
Is there anything on the books that says a person under indictment can't run for government office?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to run again now.
Well, no, you can. You can. You can actually run from jail. Honestly,
for president, maybe for local council for president though.
But I was watching a legal show where that question actually came up, and they said, there are some type of loopholes where even if you're in prison, you can still run.
Yo, the fact that this is a discussion about American politics is crazy.
Yeah.
That motherfucker will probably still run then. He needs the applause. Even, like, he needs to feel the support He needs to still gonna
run. Still gonna run.
Well, at this point, he has to run because he's trying to get that cloak
immunity back.
Yeah, that presidential immunity. So he has to at this point.
Yo, this shit is crazy that this is really happening in America.
Yeah, and he's still taking shots at bitch McConnell and talking shit about him and his wife. And I mean, and these motherfuckers are still out there, you know, ready to get on their knees for him.
Yeah, crazy. You know how the locks say money, power, respect?
Yeah.
That's what this shit is really, like, the locks did not fucking allow us in 1998 with that, because that's all this shit is, G. It's power. Yeah. And with the power, you get the money, you get the power, then you get the money, then you get the respect. Like, yo, that's all this shit is power.
Yeah. Yeah, you been watching any good Tubi movies that you can recommend, brother?
You know what, B? You need your own Tubi movie of the week segment from now on, because I know you got a bunch. Go ahead.
Man,
watch Scam Likely. Scam Likely was good. I like Scam Likely. Yes.
What was that about? What was Scam Likely about?
So basically, it was this chick. I forgot her name, but like, she ran into a scammer, and you know, that was it. That's the premise of it.
And it was chick scamming together.
He brought her into the scam. She didn't realize it was a scam until it was too late. And then some folks got killed. Other folks went missing. It's a whole thing. You gotta watch. Just watch Scam Likely. It's
gonna work. I saw something on there titled Quarantine Bay.
Is that a Quan Mills adaptation?
It's not a Quan. Is Quan Mills that author that be having the crazy book titles and stuff?
Yeah, the whole got roaches in the mac and cheese.
I'm going to add that. Wait, it's called Quarantine Bay.
Quarantine Bay.
I'm going to add that to my list. PPP Long Gone was a thing that happened.
Wait, B, you really have a favorites list and a must watch list on Tubi?
If I see something that's ridiculous, I'll just save it to my list and then maybe watch it later.
Okay, but how often do you open the Tubi app?
Just randomly when I'm bored, I ain't doing nothing. Ain't that no song then? Yeah.
No, we really need a BA's Tubi movie pick of the week. I feel like
I plan on watching my side piece Hit the Lotto. I haven't watched it yet, but I feel like that title is going to lead me to somewhere hilarious. And I should be. I prefer to be high when I'm watching it. But
I've been catching up on City Guys on there, man. You know, I haven't seen that in years, and that's, man, it used to be my shit. CITYDI. These guys.
This nigga really spelled it.
Wait, Dave. When was City Guys?
That's not a thing.
I feel like I remember it, but I don't remember when was it out.
97. It was out in 97.
Nigga.
And it had five seasons.
Did it used to come on Saturday mornings or some shit?
It used to come on Saturday mornings. The same producers as Saved by the Bell and all of that. My girl Tangerine was a recurring character on there.
I don't recall this show at all.
Yo, I was just thinking, yo, in 97, I'm 20. I'm like just 20. Dog, I wasn't up on Saturday mornings anymore. Oh.
I'm sorry, but yeah, when they started moving away from animated, you know, cartoons and on Saturday mornings, I used to watch all of those like high school shows, you know, California Dreams and Saved by the Bell. And what was that show Anthony Anderson was on? Hang Time. I used to watch all those, man.
Yeah, I don't remember none of those shits. I remember the first Anthony Anderson thing I remember was in Barbershop.
Oh wow!
Really? No, I remember he was a kid. He was on the basketball. It was Hang Time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to YouTube that. I don't remember that at all. Wow.
Well, because Dick Butkus was on there.
Yep, Dick Butkus was I think the coach, and then I think they changed to somebody else.
They replaced him with Reggie Theus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
What channel did this come on?
NBC.
Wow. NBC. Yeah.
Yep. And this was the same time, around the same time, late 90s.
Yeah.
I remember this. Okay. Huh, what the fuck I was doing Saturday mornings. Okay.
Yeah.
Some of that shit, y'all just did y'all watch Saved by the Bell the college years? Because nobody watched that shit. I'll be the first one to say I did.
I watched all of Saved by the Bell, even the new class.
Nope, I refuse to watch that crap. Nope, not going to watch that garbage. Nobody. You know what Saved by the Bell, the new class was? Crystal Pepsi.
Oh,
remember that?
I'm not going to argue with you there, dude. That one just was not good. Bianca Lawson was on that one, right? Yeah.
Because they tried to recreate every character that they had like the original Saved by the Bell, and it was just like horrible. Like the character, it was just terrible.
Yeah, the Screech character, he was kind of close, but nah, it was like a Screech knockoff.
That's all it was. It was knockoff Saved by the Bell. That's what it was. It's the Saved by the Bell you would find at the Swap-A-Rama.
And wasn't there another one after that? It was like Saved by the Bell, the New Generation or something, or
that just I feel like came, it was another one. That was the, wait, are you talking about the one that just came out on Peacock?
No, not actually funny. I watched the first season. I didn't watch.
I think New Generation was Degrassi, bro.
Okay. Yeah, but then, all these Saved by the Bell spinoffs is reminding me of the time Martin told Gina to put on House Party 6. Because what? Oh. How many fucking spinoffs was Saved by the Bell?
Listen, speaking of House Party, I got an update. You know, a couple shows ago, I mentioned that the LeBron James House Party movie got shelved. But now it looks like HBO Max did release the movie, but they're going to not release it as in put it out, but they took it off the
chopping block
streaming service. And well, now it's going to actually be in theaters. So, December 9th of this year is supposed to come out.
Ooh, that movie gonna go dope, double wood. Shout out to that.
So yeah, we'll see how it how it comes out. But I'm still curious.
I'm curious. You know what, Drew? I might disagree with you on that because I feel like the curiosity. I feel like House Party is such a classic movie.
Exactly.
I feel like the curiosity. I don't think they're gonna outdo it at all. But I feel like the curiosity. People gonna go to the theaters to see this shit. And, you know, the kids going to go because it's their generation and they see their stars because our boy Jacob Lattimore is in it, right?
Yeah.
And so the kids are going to go, they see their stars. But, like, our generation, we going to go out of curiosity. But I think it might do decently.
No. Y'all going to go see it.
Now, the other thing, too, is it could surprise us and be like Bel Air and, you know, not – by no means, you know, be close to the original, but at the same time, it might be able to stand in its own, you know, space.
Again,
we'll see.
Y'all gonna watch Bel Air. This kid never watched it.
Dude, Bel Air is good, man.
Not watching it.
You missing on that one.
Yeah, Bel Air is good. Man. You gotta check that. You know, going back to Tubi for a sec, I'm looking at some of these titles. BA Cuzzo looks like another possible.
Cuzzo,
let's see. I saw something else on here that I was just like, oh man, that sounds amazing. Let me see. Trap Side Chick.
Why, Lord, why?
Let's see. Now, things my daddy should have told me. New Trap City. Is this the same? Oh no, that was New Jack City too.
I got New Jack City too. What is it, the New Generation or some shit? Which is I haven't even watched it, but they at least tried with this one that you're talking about, Dave.
So they got New Trap City on Tubi. same type of cover as New Jack City.
Does it tell you where, like, it was what city it would have been filmed in and.
In New Trap City?
Based in?
Let me see. I clicked on it.
Wow, Lord Jesus.
Here's the thing. If you're watching Tubi movies, like, if you find a Detroit movie, it might be perfectly ghetto. Yeah. A Cleveland movie is going to be, like, Detroit and Cleveland are my two favorite right now.
Really?
It says when Zip's best friend is murdered, he tries his best to protect his little cousin from going down the same road. But it's not as easy as it seems. So that doesn't tell me where it takes place, BA, but it's 1 hour and 15 minutes long. It was, and from one of the images, I see a bunch of row houses, so that could be anywhere, you know. That could be Atlanta. That could be.
And they have no distinct accent. Oh, you haven't watched it yet.
No, I haven't watched it yet. Okay. I was just looking at the, you know.
Wait, I'm sorry, B. Can I just go back to what you said? So, like on Tubi, when you look up the movie and get the description, or whatever, you can see where the movie was produced.
Well, it depends if they put it in the description. Sometimes,
set in Detroit.
Set in Detroit or set, and it pretty much, of course, if it's set there.
I thought you were talking about movies that came specifically from. Today, I want to look at movies from Anchorage, Alaska. Like I thought you could do that.
Do it based on if you read it in the description. They pretty much, if it's a Chicago team, it's something that was filmed in Chicago. You know what I mean? Like they,
because
the budget doesn't allow them to.
Yeah, to shoot on vacation. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Look at what popped up. Scam Likely. Is that Joey Badass?
No, it's not. Scam Likely is the shit though. Cleveland, stand up.
Okay, and then right next to it, this classic movie. I don't know if you remember this one, but. It came out years ago. It was, I think, Nelly's first acting debut with Zoe Saldana, Snipes. I don't know if y'all remember that.
I may remember that.
There are a few back of the source movies that are on Tubi, like the ones that used to advertise in the back of the source magazine. It's a few of those on there. Like I remember the titles, like, oh, that shit was in the magazine.
The Master P catalog on there?
I don't know.
No, the whole Brian Hooks catalog is,
Oh, Three Strikes on there? I'm watching it.
Probably. I'm talking more like the Luau and Malibuti.
But he's right, though. That's a very good example. Like, Tubi is filled with Brian Hooks-type films.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not looking for quality. You're not watching it for quality, is what I'm saying. Like, nobody's winning the fucking Oscar.
But wait, is Tubi affiliated with NBC?
No.
I don't think so.
I know Peacock is. For some reason, I thought Tubi was like a NBC low affiliate.
It's just like a free streaming service, but there are ads. There are ads on there, but
and they got classic shows too. Like you know, I forgot there was a spinoff to Sanford and Son. You know, Grady had his own show.
Was that Sanford Arms?
No, Sanford Arms was something different. I think
was the Golden Palace on it. Is Golden Palace on that day?
No, Golden Palace, and you know that's what I'm trying to find. Like shows like the Royal Family and Golden Palace, but you can find a lot of those on YouTube too. That one channel I sent y'all, I think Rare Gems has all those like shows.
Was Tubi the one that has all the old Apollo shows about the Apollos?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Oh shit, that's crazy. Okay, I'm sorry.
Like the old joint with fucking Steve Harvey hosting and Sinbad. They got all them shits.
And it's free. It's free.
It's free as well.
Yo, free. I just had a breakthrough. I'm sorry. Okay, B, you just reminded me. So in February I was in LA for like 2 weeks and I found all those old Apollo episodes, but I didn't realize what the channel was. But I was watching Tubi then.
Yeah. So all the episodes on, you just got to sit through, you know, commercials. But
it's commercial, right?
It's all free.
Wow. Okay.
So Tubi sent us a check. We just did a
for real. All
right. So
why did you get a show out of that?
Right. To be or not to be.
let's do it. Shit. He needed
his own show for all but like 2 years of for his whole life. Absolutely. He has needed his own show.
I'm with it. Let's get it.
So, guys, can we talk about the hottest thing that's happening in the world right now?
Jay-Z's verse? Is that?
Hov's God did verse. What are your thoughts?
Man, my man put out a whole EP and a song.
Yeah,
that joint was crazy. Like
he held on to pent up aggression.
Yeah. Like, and it was crazy. Like when I first saw y'all, tweet about it or mention it online, I was like, man, let me go see what Holden did this time, because you know, I was getting a lot of that when Sorry Not Sorry dropped, and you know that was a dope ass verse, but this one. Oh my God! Like he went completely batshit on this.
Yo, so Sorry Not Sorry. You felt like it got sort of the same similar hype.
No, you know what? No, not Sorry Not Sorry. What was the joint with Meek Mill? West Meek Free. Mill's album. West Free. Yeah. When West Free dropped, that one got a whole lot of attention on it.
I feel like the West Free verse was, it could be kind of like a precursor or to this. It's along the same lines, but he went for like 4 minutes on this one. Yeah. But like this one, like the first time I even heard about the verse was when I saw Khaled's interview with Speedy, and he was talking about it then. That's the first I heard of the verse. I didn't even know this nigga had a new album coming until I saw this video with Khaled talking with Speedy about the verse. And, you know, he said if there was a greatest hits of whole verses, this would be on it. Like, I haven't heard that talk about anything. That was the first I heard of it, and then I started hearing other rumblings, and then it dropped. And but B, you're not completely impressed.
Well, here's my thing. Great verse. I'm taking nothing away from it. The issue is Khaled, him saying that.
Yeah,
it's Khaled. He it's hyperbole to the fullest. Like, Khaled is Mr. He's the Don King of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's gonna oversell everything. So that's that. But no, the verse is amazing. However, when I put it, when the whole talk of best J verse ever, I don't know. He said some shit, but I don't know if it's his best verse ever. I think that's prisoner of the moment talk.
I agree there.
It was great to hear. I'll say this. I think I told Drew this last night. It's the best verse I've heard from a 50-plus-year-old rapper ever, maybe. You can say that. But best whole verse ever, I don't know. Is it up there? Yeah, it's great. Did it make me feel, in terms of guest versus, the way Andre's verse did on the Kanye joint was? Absolutely not. I didn't have that same feeling. Yeah. I didn't get those goosebumps.
Yeah,
I felt like it was Hov being Hov, and oversaturation. I just feel like the hype on it is because we haven't heard a Hov verse in a while, after there had been a delay in a kind of hearing Hov, that is kind of taking on a life of its own. But it's a great verse. It's just, I don't know, I won't say best ever.
What was funny is you barely remember who else is on the song.
Yo.
No, it's a thing. Wayne ate.
He really ate, but he didn't eat enough.
Right.
No,
right.
Well, here's the thing.
If Wayne had 4 minutes too, like...
But they may not have. That's the thing. It's Hov. Like, come on, bro. We're gonna give the legend that time. Like, Hov is still Wayne's a legend, but Hov is on a different level. Hov's a freaking Hall of Famer.
I absolutely agree.
But Wayne ate in his condensed time. He went super long. He did go pretty hard, but
it's like having a 50-point game tonight. Wilt goes for 100.
I'll give you that.
So, like, going back to what y'all were saying about how you know, Khaled hype up everything. I didn't hear. Yeah. I didn't see Khaled's hype on it. I'm gonna tell you who got me first. Guru.
Oh yeah.
Guru got me first. Yeah. He said, "I might have just heard the greatest whole verse ever." So I'm like, okay. Wow. Something going on, so like you were hearing stuff like that, and then another guy on another podcast I listened to, his name is Low Key. He was like, and he hosts like Apple something, but he's like, I heard something from Hov, and it might be the greatest Hov verse ever. You know, hearing other people saying it now, like other people in the industry say it. So it wasn't even Khaled getting hyped up. It was like I said, Google started off, because you got to figure that guy has heard everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when he said he might have heard the greatest whole verse ever, I believed it. But then I heard it, I was like, okay, oh my God. And to agree with you guys, Wayne did eat on that song. But like you said before, T, you know, that's like, it's like when Scotty scored 30 and Michael scored 50, you'd be like, he could have a 30-point triple-double, but Mike scored 50.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's premature to say best Hov verse.
Ever. I don't. Okay, I agree. I don't think it. I can't say it's his best ever verse, but I think it's one of his greatest.
It's up there. I'm not taking anything away from it. It's definitely up there. Amazing. I was a particular fan of the I would start doing y'all like Farrakhan did Mike Wallace. That
verse right there.
It's so many gems and yeah, so much to take from the verse. Okay, so now I want to talk about a couple.
Before we get to that, do y'all feel that maybe it's because we haven't heard something that refreshing in a while, like an actual in general?
Listen, no, I just think it's a special thing when Hov, he doesn't drop much new music, so when he does do something, like, we're gonna pay special attention to it. And
it's the Andre effect.
It just happens to be extremely exceptional this time.
And like Skills said, you know, he drops so many double entendres after double entendres.
Triple sometimes.
He really, really makes you listen and break down the verse. I had no idea Khaled was even dropping another album until I saw Fat Joe post about it. And I was like, damn, this dude putting out an album already?
Yeah, well, apparently he only really, really worked hard on God Did, because the rest of the album. Yeah. Actually, I like the City Girls and Lotto song too.
I do too. Yeah, I was going to say that's
probably the only. I heard that song. I was like, that was dope.
Right. The M and Ye song, I was very underwhelmed. And the rest of the shit, I don't even remember. I like the Jada. I just don't like none of the new kids, is basically what I'm saying, except for City Girls and Lotto. I can't remember any other standouts to me besides City Girls and Lotto, and obviously I don't even remember the fucking Lil Baby and Drake Staying Alive shit. I gotta go re-listen, because I listened to it and I don't remember it. Like, did they sample Staying Alive by the Bee Gees?
I don't know.
Nah, they do like they kind of sort of do the melody of the hook.
I need to go listen, because I do not.
They sample Staying Alive by Wyclef.
His went ding 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 ding, and mine goes
right.
I gotta go listen, because I don't even remember that fucking song. So like the aside from God Did and the City Girls, the City Girls and Lotto joint, the rest of it is trash to me.
But historically, do y'all listen to all of Khaled?
No,
top to bottom.
No, absolutely. This is the first time
I haven't done it in a while, dude. Like, I think It's been a minute.
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah.
Up until this one, this is the first time I've ever done it, but up until this one, I will, you know, obviously pick based upon who the artist is and listen, but I've never listened to one front to back like this one.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Speaking of City Girls, I am loving Rap Shit.
I love that show. I watched it this past week. I'm into it. Rap Shit is a dope show.
Yeah.
Wait, real quick. I was wanting to run back, because I think I've been spending too much time on the internet regarding this whole verse. It was two theories that I wanted to run by y'all. One, somebody said that Hov is paying Wayne back because Wayne watched him on Mr. Carter from the Carter 3. What do you think?
I don't even remember that verse on there. I have to go back and listen to it, honestly.
Drew, B?
That's not a theory, though.
I mean, yeah, it's just one Lil Wayne fan stand. But okay, so the other theory I read was that, they said Hov jacked, borrowed, interpreted Nipsey's flow on this.
Jack Harlow what?
I said they said Hov jacked and or borrowed Nipsey's flow for God Did. Can y'all hear it? Like I re-listened that.
I can't.
I actually could. I could hear Nipsey in that cadence. But I can't say that I necessarily completely agree. I can hear a little No. Of it, but I just felt I
didn't get that vibe. I didn't even think about that when I was listening to it. So.
Right, yeah.
Have y'all listened to the Games album?
No.
I have not. I've been meaning to, but I have not.
No,
because the Game is disrespectful, and you expect me to sit down and listen to 30 songs? Like, nah, nigga, really? Really, don't disrespect me, dude. I got time to give this nigga 30 songs? No.
I know I'm biased,
but it is a really good album.
No,
wait, Hit Boy did it with him, right? No,
yeah,
he do all 30 songs?
No, I don't think he did all 30 songs.
Respect my time, nigga. Do not give me a 30 song album, and think I'm gonna listen to all of it. Like,
not gonna do it.
It's a good album. It really is.
I believe you, Dave.
I've only listened to the Black Slim Shady.
Nope, not gonna watch it. Not gonna listen.
I gave it about the first 8 songs. No, or 9 or 10. 8, 9 in there, and then I jumped to the Black Slim Shady, and that was, I'm done. I don't need the rest of this. Give this nigga all the
I haven't listened yet. I've been meaning to, but I'm gonna listen, but I'm definitely gonna listen in spurts.
Yeah, he got some joints on that, man. Real talk. I'm not just saying it because I'm a Game fan.
B, give it a 2-week break and come back.
Yeah.
As a rapper and artist, you gotta know. Like, he might have some shit at the bottom of that album that you ain't got to yet. You gotta know.
He should have put it at the top of the album. Wanted me to hear it, you should have brought it to the beginning.
Oh, man.
You know how long that is, nigga? 30 fucking.
I mean, was you complaining when 8 Ball did a triple album?
I didn't listen to 8 Ball's triple album.
I sure didn't.
Lost. That was like his debut album.
I didn't sit down and listen to fucking a triple album from 8 Ball.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
No MJ, just 8 Ball. Nah, bro.
Well, I heard he was, they was clowning him or something for like low album sales, but like, are people even buying albums anymore? Besides me?
No, they still talk about they're still talking about, like, you know, now they total, because now they do the streaming totals plus the pure album sales. So Dave, you were pure album sale because you bought the album as opposed to just stream it. But and to BA's point, niggas was like 30 songs. I ain't listening to this shit. So I guess it didn't really hit like maybe Game would have wanted it to hit.
All right, I'm gonna talk about something that's really more interesting, and I was gonna be going on the rap shit because I'm not listening to the Game album.
Okay, back to rap shit.
Man, no, it's great show.
All right,
I'm not caught up though. I haven't watched the most recent episode.
I'm waiting for them to because episode 8 is gonna be the finale, right? The season finale.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I just caught up the last two. I haven't watched 7 yet. I'm waiting for 8 to drop. Then I'm gonna watch 7 and 8.
Which one was the one where they got played in the club?
That was four.
I think 5 maybe.
That's where I am. They haven't even went to New York yet.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So yeah, you're like 4 or 5. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, man, I'm loving that. I'm loving the new season of Raising Kanan. And then I'm loving She-Hulk. She-Hulk's, you know, I was wondering how it was going to come off, and so far it's been pretty good. The episodes seem really, really short.
Yeah, isn't like as soon as you get into it, it's over with. Yeah.
Yeah, because I finished, I hurried up and finished Ms. Marvel, which I didn't think was a bad show. I liked Ms. Marvel. But She-Hulk, like the episodes, yeah, Drew, it's like soon as it seemed like it's like really amping up and getting good, the credits roll. I'm like,
what? Right.
So I don't know what that's about, but.
Yo, I'm going to watch She-Hulk.
What?
Yeah, what? I saw like some clips floating around online, and it has drawn my attention. I'm going to watch She-Hulk.
Okay. Hey, man. Yeah. Welcome to the Marvel Universe. Apparently,
yeah.
I'm gonna dip my toe in the Marvel Universe, and it ain't even a first Avengers movie because that was the only one I saw.
Don't come in here asking questions. Just fuck down. Don't act like, well, why did she? Don't ask, nigga. Don't. Who was? Don't come in with none of that shit.
Right. Right.
Fine. That's fair enough. I'll just look it up on Wikipedia, I guess.
There you go.
Who's this Daredevil guy?
What the fuck is happening?
I like to state this about Raising Kanan. I have a big crush on Kanan's mama.
Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. You and apparently old boy who played Tariq's best friend on Power Book 2, he has a big crush on us as well.
I got a big crush on Mia's mama on Rap Shit.
Really?
Mia's mama is, you know who she is?
Who?
I know not everybody was watching Tyler Perry, House of Pain.
Why did you say that? Why did you say that?
What?
Why? Why did you have to say Tyler Perry's House of Pain? Why couldn't you just say House of Pain?
We know
who they are.
And that nigga, that's the name of the show.
You can't say no Tyler Perry.
Nigga, why? That's the name of the show.
It doesn't have to be the name of the show.
I know, but it doesn't have to be.
I didn't watch Issa Rae's Insecure. I just watched Insecure. I know Issa Rae did it. Like, I don't need to have his name there to tell me.
I did it on purpose. I did it on purpose.
Oh, you're being a dick. Okay, all right.
Man, okay. What if Tyler Perry did a Marvel movie? It would be.
What's funny is Marvel did it the first Avengers. It's called Marvel's The Avengers. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
Right, but if Tyler Perry did one, would it be Marvel's?
Tyler Perry's Marvel's The Avengers. Oh, God.
Okay. I was being a dick. I'm sorry.
My brain hurts. But nobody watched Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. We just watched Do the Right Thing. We know Spike did it. It wasn't Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas.
Who is she on House of Pain?
Remember with the episodes where they had the barbershop? She was the barber named Kiki.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I found that out. I was like, oh, snap. But yeah.
Tune in tonight for F. Gary Gray's Friday.
What? Oh, speaking of Friday, I'm glad you said that, B. Yo, did anybody ever notice? This is the first time I was watching it last week. And I noticed that when Craig's girlfriend was calling him, finding out about who
she was next to a nigga.
Right. I just not realized that.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Paul J. Parker.
She had Greg's picture on top of her bed. I was just trifling.
Yeah. That's the great thing about watching all those old movies, man. You get to catch all those little subtleties and things in the background. Like, you know, like when I watch House Party, I see Joe Torre as an extra in the lunchroom scene.
And, oh, wow.
You know, stuff like that.
Mm. How long ago did you discover that?
Actually, a while ago, but it was some other movie I was watching too, where somebody else, like big and famous, was an extra in something. I know, I think Omari Hardwick had pointed out he was a background actor in something that I saw recently, and
I forgot he was in A-Team.
Omari Hardwick?
Yeah,
the movie, not the
movie.
Yeah. He was in the movie. Where?
You remember when B.A. Baracus went to go get his truck?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was the one that had the van, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
B.A.
Yo.
Should I watch the A-Team movie?
Yes. I love that movie.
Is it on Tubi?
Oh, I don't know. I love that movie, bro. It's definitely worth the watch.
Like, I was hurt when I found out they wasn't doing a second.
Yeah, I felt like it deserved a sequel.
Right.
But yeah, TJ, definitely watch it. I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to say what happened, but definitely watch it. It's worth it.
All right.
And trust me, look, you know I would tell you if it wasn't, they did it right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Man, look.
And if you watch the right version, you get a couple cameos in there too.
What do you mean the right version? What?
Is another version.
Like there's the same actors?
Like an extended version. But you get
Oh.
Like, for example, if you watch it, you may not, depending on how they do the cut, you may not see Dirk Benedict. So there's a moment where Face is talking to Face.
Nice. Okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah.
But that's only in the extended version.
Like an extended version, yeah. But it's a very brief moment. But yeah, it's still worth the watch. I would definitely watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, did y'all see the most recent episode of She-Hulk?
Yeah. No, I didn't watch it. But y'all can go. You know, if you're gonna talk about it now, because I'm going to get these clothes out the dryer.
Drew, did you catch the little joke about Edward Norton's Hulk?
Yeah. I'm a totally different person. Literally.
That was funny.
I like the Marvel how they have the subtle jokes for the Uber fan out there. You'd be like, y'all funny for that one.
Yeah, exactly.
And shouts out to Marvel for also throwing in some hip hop in the first episode.
Oh yeah.
Because the internet blew up when everybody heard Ease, Who's That Girl. I'm like, man, and first of all, I forgot about the song. I don't know how. Yeah. But totally forgot about the song.
I'm sure her streams and sales went up after that too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a real random confession.
Uh-huh.
I think the reason that I'm interested in the She-Hulk because that green white lady kind of looks good to me.
You didn't even have to tell me that. Like, I already knew.
The more y'all talk about it, I'm trying to think of the reason that I decided that I was interested in watching this series. And I remember like seeing stuff in my Twitter feed, and yeah.
And you said this Hulk can get it.
I was like, this green heifer. Yeah, I think who plays? Have I seen this lady outside of her green makeup before? Who plays She-Hulk?
I don't know the actress. This is the first time I've ever seen
her. I'm going to have to look her up to see if I don't recognize her. But in green, she is kind of hot.
Tatiana Maslany.
Okay, that sounds... Is she... That doesn't sound... I'm pretty sure I've never seen this lady before then. So if the aliens come in there green, I might be procreate. I don't know. Maybe I got to think
calling. I'm going to start calling you Captain Kirk because, you know, that he remembers being that green lady out. Yeah.
Maybe it's just the color green. I don't know.
Was it the clip where she's picking up the guy and carrying him off the couch? Is that what got you?
I don't remember seeing that. I feel like I saw her in an office.
Yeah.
Oh, with the with the short skirt on, and I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to smash that green lady, man. That's crazy. And I think that's my only real hope. Like, I mean, I like the Incredible Hulk as a kid, so that could play into it as well, because I you know, and so She-Hulk, I want to, okay, yeah. Maybe, yeah, but I think a big part of it is I want to smash the green lady.
Yeah. I was just really happy to see that they were able to bring the comic to life and make it not look too foolish and cartoonish.
I still think she looked a little bit more cartoony than even the Incredible Hulk. It looked like two different kind of... Can we get into this whole thing about? I know he's probably gonna jump in on it. This R&B is dead.
Yo, man. You know what? I just feel like that's some shit, nigga. Because Nas said hip hop was dead at one point. Listen, it when people say that shit, that just means that they're in a place where they're not finding anything good and new that they like. But it don't mean it ain't out there. Because R&B is not dead. It's so much dope R&B out there. You just gotta know where the fuck to go for it.
Have you heard the new Tank album?
Oh no, I mean, I'm not a Tank fan.
I'm a Tank fan, and Tank, like,
yo, did he play us one time?
Did he?
Didn't he?
Right. Oh, I don't think that was him, though. I don't think that was him.
I know John B did, but no, didn't Tank play us at that?
That keyboard and one speaker playing motherfucking fuck.
We were trying to do an interview with one time. Didn't he play us? I think I've been like fuck Tank since then.
Was that in L.A.?
No, I feel like that was here in Chicago.
I think Teej might be right.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all.
I promise you, I've been like fuck Tank in my head for a long time. But I I have not really fucked, like, okay, so when we hit, I kind of, but I've never like really listened to a Tank album, and I like Maybe I Deserve as well, but those are like the really only Tank songs that I know.
I didn't really hop on the Tank train until later
You did the tank train.
you lucky BA didn't hear that.
Wait, I'm here. What happened? What I missed?
Nothing. Just keep going.
But yeah, some of the later albums is the ones that I really got down with. But this new one, R&B Money, oh my god, it's basically a baby making album, like the first half of it. But it's really good. If you're looking for really good R&B, like TJ said, it's out there. I've played and found plenty of. Sleeper R&B albums. I feel like Lucky Day. He's another one who
he's probably kind of at the forefront to me as far as like newer. Like he's more. I feel like he's more known amongst the new age of R&B people. But I just think it's a matter of you're not finding anything you like at the moment, but you haven't really looked Puffy. But people. Periodically say that shit is dead. They say, they use that statement. They said jazz is dead. Nas said hip hop was dead. Like that shit just happens.
Now, what I will say is, the whole love aspect of R&B,
it's fading away. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like everything's about fucking, and now you got R&B songs that sound like trap music, where they talking about. Hanging with their guys and like the whole love shit.
Now, Dave, hold on, because you're sounding old. Because 20 years ago, they could have been saying that the R&B sound like rap music, and they're singing about this.
So, but the love was there.
Yeah, well, I mean, like the video you sent us in on Instagram. Yeah, there was some good points in there about how hip hop was inspired, by R&B, and all of that. But yeah, I just feel like, there's a lot of stuff too that sounds very similar to, some of the R&B sounds very similar to Lil Baby and, a lot of these newer, younger artists. So that's why a lot of stuff is fusing and mixing together and sounding almost identical.
Right. These kids fucking a Lil Baby. They literally fucking a little bit.
That's
wow.
Listen.
Nah. Speaking of R&B, little breaking news / Black History for you. Rest in peace to Motown's first female solo artist who passed away. Mabel John passed away at her home in LA. She was the first. Black woman artist that Barry Gordy signed to what was then Tamla Records that he assigned to her own record deal without a group attached.
Okay.
And she was like opening for Billie Holiday in Detroit in the 50s, and she left the label in the 60s. But yeah, I actually hadn't been.
I never heard of her.
No, I had not.
She left the label in the 60s.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. Mabel John was 91 years old.
I wonder how she felt about that decision. Like, that's the worst time to leave Motown, wouldn't it be? Like, right before?
Hey,
it's a lot of instances. Mark Nelson leave Boys to Men right before?
Right. Yeah, right before they got the deal.
And then old girl, maybe it was a fifth member of Escape too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should do a show with just people who just bad timing. Yeah. Bad timing, bro. I'm your host, Mark Nelson, and this is bad timing.
Yo, it could be the behind the music for people who left pop.
Who left the group right before or the label before it popped.
But they said. They said she did go on. She left when she did leave. She went on to sign with Stax Records.
Okay.
And she put out at least one hit with them, and then she left Stax and went to perform with the Raylettes, who were the background singers.
You felt up by Ray? Okay.
even in hip hop, like even in hip hop, think about it. If you're the Rangers,
oh my God.
You're the Rangers, and Rockefeller is in its infancy.
Did they leave? And did they leave?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is that you weren't there when it blew. Like, you were there at the beginning, but when it popped, you were gone by then. Like, tell your story. I want to hear your story.
Mm-hmm. Who is that other artist on Rockefeller that, God, it was, I think she was a rap artist.
Emil?
No.
Mill is only a female rapper to sign a rock that I remember. I mean, I know they brought in like Nicole Ray.
That was later though.
Yeah, that was
you had Tierra Marie, Nicole Ray. Yeah.
Dave, who are you talking about?
No, it wasn't a female. It was Young Steph. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh wow. Okay.
I never knew Uncle Murda was on Rockefeller.
Okay.
At what point though? When it was Rockefeller, or when it was
Rockefeller, Rockefeller.
Right.
What year was Uncle Murda? You said Uncle Murda?
Uncle Murda.
When the fuck? Because rock essentially disintegrated in 2003. I do not remember Murda in the early 2000. I mean, well, 2005.
No,
or
you know, Jay.
I mean,
Jay had a Rockefeller.
Yeah. They said Jay-Z signed him in 2007.
Okay, so when, it was in that weird period when he was Def Jam president and still technically on rock and he was breaking. Okay, but.
Yeah. Right, that was the Tierra Marie era.
But did Uncle Murda release any music? I don't think so. Under rock?
I think he just did like a mixtape or something.
What happened to that? I mean, what was the one light skinned kid that was on Rockefeller that never came out?
The Young Stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, that was Young Stuff.
That was a little fat kid, right?
Nah. I'm talking about the one that was fighting Jim Jones.
Oh, is it Votto? No.
No. True Life. Was it True Life?
Oh, True Life.
Yeah. What happened to that guy? Didn't he get locked up?
He did. Well, yeah, he did. Yeah. True Life.
Yeah, man, it was a lot of people. You know, everybody had rock. I think True Life had the rock chain with like the world on it. When it was like,
who the hell is Jay Park? I never heard of him.
Yeah.
He's a Korean.
They weren't there when Rockefeller was Rockefeller. They were there when it was
Neo the Matrix.
It's like how you know, like a balloon. Was that Neo? When something like slowly deflates and it starts flailing all over the place. Like they were all over the place at the end before it completely went away. Because who the fuck? Jay Park?
Neef Buck and Bink. Were they in state property?
Yes.
Neef Buck was who? Bink was the producer.
Oh, Bink was the producer. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. It's just like how King Combs on Bad Boy now.
I like King Combs a lot, but I just need him to like do something that doesn't have a sample.
Yo, somebody said he's cosplaying his father. His whole career is just cosplaying with his dad because what?
Hilarious.
Wow. That might be the truest statement ever.
Really, like, it really looks like he's just doing Puffy imitations from the 90s.
It's been another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third podcast, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in once again. You know, make sure you hit up all of our social media, the Instagram, we still don't have a Facebook, right?
No, we still don't have a Facebook.
Twitter.
No, BA, we still don't have a Facebook.
I heard it. I kept ignoring it.
Yeah, man, we appreciate y'all and love y'all. And just remember, yesterday's price is not today's price.
That's not our slogan. That's not our slogan.
Yesterday's price
is not our slogan.
Not today's price.
Has nothing to do with us.
It's certified.
This nigga just in the back shooting his gun in the air for no reason.
Oh, wow. Oh, we love y'all, man. All right? Y'all be safe out there. Peace.